Good evening. It's Saturday night. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I'm on the go. Yesterday, I paid tribute to Beverly Cleary. Many of her books have been turned into films or TV films. And so that's why I did that. I felt it was essential. When someone of that magnitude leaves this earth, we got to talk about it. Today, I did a really interesting webinar with Lisa Foster, and I just want to give her a shout out. You taught me so much in terms of how to use my voice, you know, and I've been doing a podcast for 3 years, so it's always good to learn something new, and I feel that I do have potential beyond the podcast for other things, and so thank you for helping me acknowledge that, and tomorrow we're going to talk again, and so I'm looking forward to it. So this is the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Saturday night, this is the perfect time for you all to watch a film. Usually around this time, I would be watching Noir Alley on TCM, Eddie Mueller. And you know, there's so many other things that we can watch during this time. You know, this is the month of March. You know, we have really great films like Darby O'Gill and The Little People. We have March Madness, and then all these Oscar-nominated films that are out that you can stream from the privacy of your home. Last weekend, I watched The United States versus Billie Holiday. It was intense. I recommend it, but I give it... This is not something that you can watch with the whole family. The music of Billie Holiday is timeless, and the story of Billie Holiday is one of great highs and great lows, but hers is that of also civil rights protest by the song Strange Fruit. And so tonight, I thought, okay, you know, we could talk about many different films, or just films of on a whole. You know, I love film. I love to discuss film. I love the classics. You know, I was thinking about, I looked at a picture of Cary Grant today, and I thought, wouldn't it have been great if there were more black performers within that era of Cary Grant, you know? And I think now, this is a moment that we can revisit it. We can, you know, I would love to be able to direct films where it's an all-black cast and it's 2021 and have something similar to Philip Marlowe of The Big Sleep, a detective story. That's my dream. That's my goal right there. And through the podcast, we can talk about these films. And when I was doing Noir November, I talked about Devil in a Blue Dress. Because you got Denzel Washington, you got Antoine Fuqua, who also directed him in Training Day, which has a few noir elements in it. Crime, corruption, the police. And you know, when I talk about films on here, there's a reason why I talk about them. I want you to watch the films. I want you to pay attention to the symbolism of the film. So I thought, what film could we talk about? I've talked about so many different films. Documentaries, comedies, dramas. You know. Fantasy films. I will say that I'm really enjoying The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. Because it's giving you these cliffhangers. So it's a film, but an episodic version Disney Plus, kind of similar to The Mandalorian, where it's cinematic, but in a episodic kind of way, because it's basically a film broken down into parts, kind of similar to Kill Bill. Kill Bill is basically one film broken into two parts. Films have a life. They have a life when you stop watching them. They have a life when the entire cast disappears. And the beautiful preservation of the American Film Institute since 1967, and also through Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg, who have worked tirelessly to restore classic films. And I thought long and hard. I thought, this is springtime. And I immediately thought, and we're not going to play any clips from it tonight, of the film Chocolat, directed by Lasse Hallström. Also has his wife, Lena Olin. And, of course, Oscar winner, Juliette Binoche. Juliette Binoche. It's a beautiful fable about a woman and her daughter who move from town to town, opening up a chocolaterie in France. There is mystery, there's intrigue. It's a great cast. It came out about 20 years ago. You have Dame Judi Dench, Lasse Hallström. You also have a very French actress who is in she was, of course, in American in Paris with Mr. Gene Kelly, and that's Leslie Caron. Leslie Caron, who is in Chocolat. She has a small role. And then you have Mr. Johnny Depp, looking his best in Chocolat. Alfred Molina. It's such a great cast. And at the center of it is Juliette Binoche, who had won for The English Patient. Not one of my favorites, but she's a great actress. And she was nominated for Chocolat. So was the film. It was a really great... It made you want to eat chocolate. And here we are. It is almost Easter. And everyone's buying chocolate bunnies. And in fact, Chocolat takes place during Easter, leading up to it. You know, the Alfred Molina character is fasting. He cannot eat. But he wants that chocolate. And I remember years ago showing it for some friends who had never seen it. And it was a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful fable. These characters are mysterious. That's the thing about a great film. You know, Lasse Hallström had done many different films. And he is a Swedish director. And he got to work with his wife, Lena Olin. You know, who was in The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Such a great actress. And she plays an interesting character in Chocolat. She truly does. This is a great film. Came out in 2000. I saw it in 2001. And so I figured 20 years later, we should talk about Chocolat. And just give you an idea of something that you can watch with the family. You know, there's mystery, there's intrigue, there's religion, because, you know, this is a very religious French town. It's a great cast. The message is interesting. The message is about people who are different than you and not judging them. You know, Juliette Binoche's character, she has her daughter, the father is not involved. And so the town looks down upon that. They call her child illegitimate. And that's where religion really, at the end of the day, and I'm talking about man-made religion, can get really kind of mean, really unnecessary judgment, you know. And I'm not dogging religion in general, but I'm saying is that when people judge others, and that's the beauty of Chocolat, is you get to see what the judgment, how those rumors are started. When Juliette Binoche's character is creating the chocolaterie, people are like, I hear she's some kind of radical. And so all these rumors start to escalate. People think she's an atheist because she doesn't go to church. And there's that factor in there. And this is leading up to Easter. And everyone is fasting for Lent. And the Alfred Molina character, the Comte Renault, basically goes after her and says, oh, that is some hypocrisy. You're opening a chocolaterie during Lent. And he is not very kind to her. But many of the townspeople start to acknowledge this chocolaterie. and the intrigue and the mystery and a lot of the chocolate. You know, these people are taking chocolate and it's awakening their passions and desires. And that's the other thing, you know. I wouldn't watch this with the kids, but this is, you know, this is an interesting film. It's about mystery, it's about intrigue, passion, and also acknowledging our differences. The Juliette Binoche character, and I will elaborate a little bit on it later on when I am not on the road recording. I love this film. I've bought it for gifts for people where it comes with one of those chocolate coupons. I think it was for Cinnabon, you know. It's a beautiful film directed by Lasse Hallström. Juliette Binoche, Lena Olin, Johnny Depp, Judi Dench, Leslie Caron. So many different characters within this beautiful film. I loved it. It was absolutely fabulous. And it's a fable. It's a beautiful fable that could be told in any time. I believe it was told during the 1950s, the emergence of rock and roll. In fact, the young priest in the film loves Elvis Presley and doesn't tell the Alfred Molina character that. He sees it as, whoa, this priest has a dark secret. Now, what's interesting is, and I'm going to research this, the actor that plays the young priest, and he's new to being the priest, he was in My Left Foot. In fact, he plays the younger version of Christy Brown, portrayed brilliantly by Mr. Daniel Day-Lewis. So sit back as we dive more into 2000's Chocolat, directed by Lasse Hallström, starring Miss Juliette Binoche and a beautiful cast, you know, supporting cast. Or I wouldn't even call it supporting. You know, it's an ensemble piece. It truly is. We'll be back after these messages. And so here I am back on the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast to talk to you about Chocolat. The lead character is Vian, played by Juliette Binoche. Then there is, what was his name? Of course, Johnny Depp. His character is her love interest. There's Judi Dench's character. I mean, she's playing a diabetic, and here she is going to a chocolate factory. Okay. Her grandson that she doesn't have contact with. Who mysteriously has bloody noses, loves to draw really dark shit. Then you have the daughter played by Carrie Ann Moss. If you're a Canadian, you know who Carrie Ann Moss is. She was in The Matrix. Really great Canadian actress. There's a lot of great character actors in Chocolat. A lot of legendary actors that I talked about earlier. And so this film, I'm not going to play any clips. I just want you to discover this film on your own. That's why I do this podcast. Sometimes it's like, the clips are a little too schmaltzy, you know. It's like, oh, can I just have a conversation about something? You know, and I go back to when I talked about The Devils with Strombo, where we didn't play any clips. It was just two guys talking about film. Talking about all these interconnecting things that really have inspired other films since. The look of the film, the feel of the film, the music, the color, everything. And then the after effects of what a film does. What it conjures within you. And the multiple times you decide to watch it. Chocolat is a feel-good movie. And I've talked about how I don't like to say, oh, this film is only for men or this film is only for women. No, this film is for everybody. Everybody who wants to watch something where it's cute. There's controversy in it, you know, in terms of Lint, which I don't think it's controversial. But this, you know, within the town. It's a small town. It's a conservative town. And like I said, you know, Juliette Binoche's character, Vivian, comes in there. And they think of her as a radical. And the rumors start to circulate. Maybe she's an atheist. Why would you open a chocolaterie during Lent? Well, she goes and does it anyway. And that's the beauty of this film. Is she is rebelling against the status quo. And then the circus comes to town. And they're seen as outsiders. And the town does not want to have any of them eating at their establishments. And it is Vian who is nice to them, because she herself is an outsider and becomes friends with the main person of the outside, as Johnny Depp's character, and falls in love with him. So, you know, and also the daughter, I think, is getting tired of moving from place to place. And Vian and her mother used to do that. In fact, Vian keeps by her bedside her mother's ashes. And it's her mother's ashes and the wind, the north wind, that dictates where they go. That they only stay in certain places for a certain amount of time. And then they ditch town. And it is her daughter who basically says, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. I like it here. We have friends here. And we have set up roots. And her daughter is the one who helps to shape that. And it's a beautiful story. You know, it's a story of loss. It's a story of passion. It's a story of being an outsider. You know, being flying too close to the sun is a very wise man always says, you know, it's a story about being different. And we all love chocolate. I have to watch my sugar. I still eat chocolate. I love dark chocolate. Whenever I eat dark chocolate, I think of there is this this thing that Vian, when someone new comes into the chocolaterie, she wants to guess what their favorite chocolate is. So she has this circular thing that she spins, and then when it lands on something, it gives her an indication of what kind of chocolate they like. And Judi Dench's character's grandson, he does it, and Vian's like, dark bitter chocolate is your favorite. Because of the imagery that he likes to draw, vampires and spirits and skulls. Oh, she's asking, I forgot. She's also saying, what do you see when you look at this circular thing? And one woman comes in one day and she says, I see a woman on a white horse. And she's like, ooh. And she says, I have just the chocolate, or just the thing for you. Chocolate nibs from Guatemala. And it's spicy to awaken the passion. And the woman is like, oh, you've never, obviously never met my husband. And Vian looks at her and says, you've obviously never tried these. Go on. So she takes them home. The husband eats them. And the passion is reignited. Yeah. So trust me, it is wild. It's such a cute movie. I shouldn't say it's cute. Fuck that. It's a movie about being magical, about being different. And that's why I recommend Chocolat for this season, especially. Everyone is eating those sweets. And so, as always, unpleasant dreams.